Dublin Digital Exchange and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Christopher. Yes, I'm here at Dublin's Digital Exchange, where the Taoiseach has joined leaders in the tech industry to call for a yes vote in the marriage referendum. The event is organised by GLEN, the Gay and Lesbian Equality Network. 150 people from the wider business community are here, including Stephen McIntyre, Managing Director of Twitter Ireland. I've been talking to Stephen, and I began by asking him why Twitter is supporting the yes side of the campaign.
We're supporting it, first of all, because in the US, Twitter has taken a strong stand on this issue. And here locally, we've decided to come out and support this because we think it's a strong business case. And the business case, for me, boils down to three main points. One, people perform better in the workplace when they can be themselves. Two, talent is attracted to organisations that have strong, inclusive cultures. And three, we think Ireland's international reputation will be enhanced by a yes vote.
Is that something that companies thinking of investing in Ireland really factor into their considerations, especially given that there already is a civil partnership?
Companies considering investment in other countries look at a whole range of different factors, not just one or another. However, I do think that in the overall scheme of things, if the values and culture and laws of a country that a company is considering investing in are consistent with the business culture of that company, that can only be a positive thing when you're pitching for international business.
There have been instances where businesses have chosen not to accept business connected with same-sex marriage, and it's on the grounds of religion and on the grounds of conscience. Those people feel that they have a right to refuse business. What's your view on that?
I couldn't really speak for anybody else. I could only speak for myself and speak on behalf of Twitter. The way that we look at it is that this is a business issue, and we think that it will be good for Twitter's business and also business in Ireland to have a yes vote, and I think it's also good for the country as well. And from a personal point of view, I believe strongly in this issue.
How does Twitter actively promote diversity and inclusion in its workforce?
Well, for example, on the issue of gay and lesbians in the workplace, one simple thing that we did last year when the Gay Pride Parade was happening was we organised for members of the office to go out and support. We just invited people to go. There was no pressure at all, but more than a quarter of the office chose to go out on a weekend day to support their gay and lesbian colleagues. Those small things send very, very important signals that inclusion and diversity is important in the workplace. There have been several other things, I think, that people at a grassroots level in the office have decided to do as well in support of this campaign. For example, fundraisers and canvassing on the streets. Absolutely all voluntary and at a grassroots level.
You're a leader in business, you're a leader in the tech industry here in Dublin and Ireland. What message do you want to come out from this event this morning to other business people across the country?
That a yes vote is good for business, that it will drive business results in the long term, because when you encourage people to be themselves at work, they perform better for you.
Stephen McIntyre, Managing Director of Twitter Ireland there. Taoiseach Enda Kenny arrived in the past few minutes, and he began his address by saying Ireland's welcoming reputation should extend to being an open, tolerant and compassionate home for our gay and lesbian workers. So business leaders calling for a yes vote in the marriage referendum this morning. Christopher.
Patula, thank you very much, and the business leaders there at the Dublin Digital Exchange earlier today. Now, the time is 3 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Let's